USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years.
President Trump speaking in the East Room of the White House for an hour about his total acquittal in the Senate. The president thanking his family members, his Republican colleagues, and Americans who support him across the country. He takes aim at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Manager Adam Schiff.
These people are vicious.
Now, earlier in the day, the president going after Pelosi at the National Prayer Breakfast. She was at the event at her weekly news conference with her finger in the air, Pelosi firing back, saying, "You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar." And she also defends ripping up her copy of the president's State of the Union speech, saying, "It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say this is not true and this is how it affects you." For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
After the Iowa debacle, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday and then on to South Carolina. Mayor Pete winning Iowa, Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up. And there's a lot of new polling data out, too, on the next contest in New Hampshire, showing voters feeling the burn, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Similar to the findings of a Gallup poll released on Wednesday, a Monmouth University poll released on Thursday morning shows Bernie Sanders leading the pack in New Hampshire. With 24% support, Pete Buttigieg is second with 20%. Former VP Joe Biden's poll numbers in that state continue to fall. In this poll, he's third at 17%. Elizabeth Warren, fourth at 13%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An update now on where we stand with the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wok.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was a pause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
So where are we in terms of a vaccine for the coronavirus? USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Just how close are we to a vaccine that will help treat people with coronavirus? Amish Alishash joins Fox News and says,
we are getting closer to what we would call a proof of concept, so a vaccine that can move quickly into clinical trials. But you have to remember that it's not just about making a candidate vaccine. It's also about scaling up production, doing safety and efficacy trials. So while we may see this going into humans in trials in the next couple of months, it's probably not going to be ready at a commercial scale for at least over a year. This is a long process.
Alishash specializes in infectious diseases. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.